And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Are we ready to get into our next edition of Ask Roz and Mocha? Yo, Jag, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I'm a big fan of the show.
So what is your question for the room?
So just say you have exactly 24 hours to spend unlimited money. And after that 24 hours, the money vanishes, but you get to keep whatever you spent with it. How would you spend your day?
What's your answer?
So I kind of went childish with this first. I thought, like, I'd just buy, like, a game console, like, just like, a bunch of objects. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, like, maybe I could, like, make some money with this. So I could, like, buy a bunch of cars and then, like, resell them.
Hmm. Yeah. See, I'm thinking bigger, man, because I'm thinking of what is going to help make me money now, but also in the long run. And where I live, just outside of where I live, there are a lot of like country roads with a lot of like farmland. And a lot of these places are being sold off to developers. And now there are like business parks opening up and like condos opening up and, you know, townhouse complexes that are being built. So I would try to buy as much open, empty land as possible to then sell to a developer when a developer comes knocking at my door.
Hmm. I would buy like as many shares as I could in like Berkshire Hathaway.
What's that?
Which is Warren Buffett's company.
It's geez.
One share is like $500,000.
Sure. Yeah.
I would just load up on Berkshire Hathaway stock, and then when my money goes, I own like an investment in like the most premium stock on the face of the earth.
Jag out here buying old N64s. Sony Dreamcast.
Like if the money's going to go away, then you buy what's going to just keep growing for you.
Sure. Right?
Like, and I certainly wouldn't buy something that is like, I wouldn't buy a car or anything like that. Like, I think that if you have a very finite amount of time, but unlimited funds, you have to secure that money. So it, when the money vanishes, your position as rich does not.
Damn it, Maury.
I would buy a cabin and Airbnb it, and then I would also
you have unlimited money and I'm you're looking for a rental property?
No, but I would also sponsor like a wing of a hospital, so my name, like the Maury Sherman Memorial Hall kind of thing, so my name is like in, you know, immortalized forever in
silver. You wouldn't
know.
You have 24 hours, Maury. If you had 24 hours, you wouldn't even know who to call or what to do to set that up in 24 hours. What would wind up happening is it's going to take about a week and a half. Somebody's going to get back to you. They're going to drop the papers, everything else, and by that time, you're going to be broke again.
Yeah. Also, they're going to look into who you are. Like, they're going to.
They don't want your name. Yeah.
All they got to do is go spend like 30 minutes going through all of your social accounts and be like, we don't want this guy's name on the side of our building.
You couldn't pass the vetting process to get your name on a hospital wing. There's no chance.
All they have to do is listen to one episode of this podcast and you're done.
I'm still having a hard time believing that somebody just said, Maury, if you had 24 hours with unlimited money, what would you do? And Maury's answer was, become a landlord. Like, who the hell thinks like that? That's crazy.
Shem, what would you do?
My first thought is I would invest a little bit, but then similar to what Roz says, but then I really, really want like season tickets or courtside tickets to like the Raptors or something like that. Something that I could never just afford on my own.
Right.
And I'd buy it, and then of course I'd not go to every game, sell some, you know, here and there. But that's what I would do for sure.
Yeah.
And some to the Lord, of course. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Pay the Lord.
So, I got a tithe.
Yeah, everyone looking at you real different on Sundays at church, huh? When you come into that new money.
Maria, what would you spend money on if you had it? Just out of curiosity.
Okay. I think, thinking smart, I would buy a whole condo building in like Florida.
Okay.
And then like renovate it and then sell it.
Keep in mind, you got 24 hours though.
Yeah, I know people.
You're going to be able to hook that up in 24 hours?
I know people. Figure it out. And then I'd buy myself a house in Greece.
Okay, so here's my question, right? So you then, okay, this is you and Maury, I swear to God.
Don't forget, I want to drive in movie theater in Portugal.
Yes, yes.
Can I come?
No, but you, again, how are you going to, you got to find that in 24 hours. So you're going to buy a whole condo building in Florida, right? You may be able to do that within 24 hours, right? You might be able to do that and close and everything else. They say, we got a big buyer from Canada, but the deal needs to be closed in 24 hours. They're going to be like, okay, cool, no problem.
We'll make it happen.
So you got this big building in Florida now, right? And your dream is to then renovate it. Yes. Where does that money come from?
The money.
No, the money goes away in 24 hours. But whatever you buy with it, you get to keep.
Okay, so then I got to make a big trip that day and use all the money in renovations.
I can prepay. Okay, so Maury wants to become a landlord. Maria wants to become a slumlord.
Don't forget my wing in the hospital.
You're not getting the wing in the hospital, man.
Oh, my God. Yo, Jag, I'm sure those are the answers that you were expecting. Thanks so much for being a part of the podcast today.
No worries. I'm so excited to be on here.
Oh, buddy, we appreciate you listening. How long has it been now?
I think it's been about 3 years since I've been listening. I try to follow the live show as much as I can. I'm actually in Ottawa.
Oh, okay, okay.
You guys feature on like Kiss 105.3 over here.
Oh, okay. Is that where you discovered us?
That's where I discovered you.
Okay,
yeah.
And amazing.
I follow the podcast as well. So.
Oh, buddy. Well, we appreciate the dedication. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I have to stick with my Guyanese roots, Mocha.
Hey, big up. Thanks, Jag.
No worries.
Peace out, homie. All right, Kara says here, do you wear clothes when you're home alone? I rarely do.
Like full nude?
I don't. I'm always in clothes.
Well, I'll get naked and walk to the shower.
Yeah, but that's not what the question was, though. We all get naked and walk to the shower.
Like, sometimes I'll have, like, no shirt on, like, on a really hot day.
Yeah.
That's about it. I'm always, like, in T-shirt and shorts or
pajamas,
track pants or something like that.
Yeah. I'll sit in undies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'll sit in undies.
Are you laughing
out
over there, Sham?
Okay, I don't know what's been going on with me, but recently, and it makes me like such a weirdo.
Yeah,
I've been sleeping bottomless. I just like I'll go to bed in shirt and pants, and then like midway through, I'll just be like, I just want to go bottomless.
Yeah,
and I just go bottomless.
That's a Ross.
But for no reason. I'm not hot. I just feel more comfortable.
Actually, better for you
that way.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm not weird.
It's
the same space.
No, yeah. I'll sometimes keep a T-shirt on because my shoulders get cold. Right,
which is super weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just the shoulders.
Because I put my teddy here, right?
Yeah.
Under my arm, and then so my shoulders are outside of the blankets because I don't like to have the teddy under the blankets.
Oh, so my teddy got to be cold?
Yeah, so teddy's got to be cold, right? So I take my teddy bear, and I put my teddy bear around my left arm with his head under my chin, but my arm is above the blanket, so my shoulder gets cold, right? So I keep a T-shirt on so my shoulder doesn't get cold when I sleep, and then I just do no undies, no shorts, no nothing on the bottom, right? Okay. Just all, it's comfortable. It's the best way to sleep.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's the best way to sleep. Do you not sleep nude?
No.
No?
Usually shorts.
No. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
Maybe this is too personal. But when it's business time.
Oh, then the shorts stay off.
Okay, but do they come off while you're in bed and then you take the shorts off and kick them down to the bottom?
Yeah.
So you don't go to bed without shorts to be like,
it's
punch the clock business time.
No.
So it starts off and it's nighttime routine as usual.
Yes.
But then you kick the shorts off.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And then they just stay off.
Okay. Do you put them on back after or
nope.
no?
Nope.
No, you don't.
No,
okay,
no.
Cool.
Not really?
No, you don't.
Why do you say it like that?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do? Because stuff sticks to the sheets after that more? Or what's the... You know,
so once a year you put them back on.
Less.
We'll move on. Don't worry, Maria. We're not going to clear you this. Edward says here, if Dan Mori won $1,000 a day for life, how long would it take to clear his debt and would he retire?
It's $1,000 a day?
Yes.
10 days.
What do you mean?
No, I think if you had access to that money,
every single cent
of it would be gone by the end of the day. On stuff not important, like not the debt, not the mortgage, not like planning for something in the future.
Oh,
it's gonna
not.
Go to like
food,
Uber Eats
food.
And like clothing maybe that you wanted or just some sort of nonsense you've been bidding on eBay.
Oh, a nice new Comme des Garçons shirt?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. $1,000 a day. That's no joke money though. Like especially tax free.
Yeah.
It's like $5,000 a week.
It's what?
$5,000 a week.
Or seven.
No, I wasn't including Saturday and Sunday.
Why? What happens to that money? Why
not? Yeah, what happens to that money?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I assumed you would only, because like banks don't really operate on weekends, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
What does that matter? What? You still get paid.
Also, banks are open on the weekends. You just don't know because Saturdays and Sundays, you wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly. Yeah, they're closed.
Right? You're like, time to start the day.
Yeah. No, you could retire on $1,000 a day more.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not going to be living a mass. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like $30,000 a month is no joke, but you would find, I think anyway, Maury, that you think that it would be some sort of great idea to like, let's not spend anything until next week. Then we'll have $5,000. And then you're going to do that over and over again. And you're going to start buying these really expensive things. And you're going to find that you are just endlessly broke, even though you're making $1,000 a day.
But it's more than I'm making now.
Right. But you are still, you're going to be as broke, retired, making $30,000 a month than you would now.
Well, Matthew would have to still work.
Guaranteed.
And you would, And you would buy all sorts of art, all the art that you've talked about that you've always wanted.
Like that Andy Warhol photograph that is on hold for me.
So how much is that?
That is $5,000.
Okay, so that's five days no money for you, right?
It's been on hold for 2 years.
What do you mean on hold?
Like the artist promised whenever I'm ready, I can buy one.
What does that mean?
What if somebody else came in and said, I want that art. Oh, I want that art piece.
Then she'll just go and print another one for me.
It's a print. It's not
it's a photograph.
It's a photocopy.
Sorry, that was my email. I was emailing the artist to ask if I can just buy it straight up right now.
Imagine. We should. Oh, no. We should go halves on it.
Just buy all the prints.
And just, we should. And you can get a week and I can get a week. Yeah. And like, but we'll always do the exchange here in the office.
Yeah. Or hang it up on the wall in here a couple times.
No, because Emory could enjoy it.
Oh, right. Facts,
But we would like bring it to each other every week. Like,
I would just keep it in the trunk.
I'm going on vacation. You want to take the Andy Warhol, right?
I'm going to the cottage. Oh no. Okay, Melissa Jones here has a question.
Yeah.
Now bear with me because it's a long question. Okay. This is a what would you do?
All right.
In this situation, what would you do if you're about to walk into a store and you see a guy with a giant snake around his neck buy your car? Then he follows you into the store. You think you're safe in the baby food aisle, but he walks into the baby food aisle. Starts to look around, you quickly look to see it's him. Do you acknowledge him? Let your intrusive thoughts win and ask him about the snake, ignore him, or find an opportunity to walk away after pretending to look at things obviously?
So is this a hypothetical or is this something that actually happened to the woman?
I think this is a hypothetical. Maybe this is something that Melissa was thinking
about.
Very
detailed hypothetical. Uh-huh. I don't like snake people. Yeah. They're gross.
So you would just
and
avoid.
I don't mean snake. I mean snake people are gross.
You would just avoid?
Yeah. I would just like, I there's no place in the world for somebody who walks around a city street with a snake on their neck like you would like a dog. Nobody thinks you and your snake is cool. Nobody wants to see your snake. Nobody wants to be near your snake. Nobody wants to touch your snake. Nobody wants.
Or it's like words I hear every day. It sounds like a conversation at home with Matthew.
That poor snake.
Yep. Yeah.
I think I'm too much of a hothead that if I notice someone following me around a store with a snake around their neck, I would be like, what's up? What's your problem?
I would too, but I don't like snake people. They're gross.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. It's not my, I don't get that. I've never, like when, I knew a woman who one time I went on a date with her and I found out that she owned a snake. Never again. Never saw her again. Really? Yep. No,
Maria,
nothing.
You're shaking your head. Are you shaking in agreeance there or I can't tell?
Like, okay, I've held snakes around my neck before.
Yeah.
But I'm
like
not a snake.
Touristy type person?
You don't like, one, though.
No, I don't own. No. I don't own a snake.
Like, you go on vacation and then you see.
Yeah, like I was in Vegas in March and we were walking down the street and there was a guy with a snake. And then, you know, I was like, we were there and one of the girls wanted to hold a snake. And then I was like, sure, I'll hold the other snake. And then I was holding a snake in the middle of the street.
Did they put the snake like around your neck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was pretty big. And then, like, I've, and like elementary school, we used to go to those things, and there was always like these pythons, and I'd always want to hang out with I'd put them on my neck.
I know. So. Snake people are always like, oh, guys, no, you don't understand. They are friendly. They're super friendly. No.
Until they choke you out.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Right? No, but I wouldn't, like, if there was a guy following me in the store with the snake, I would do the same thing and be like, why? What was up?
Who are you?
Why do you have a snake and why are you following me?
Devin Warren? Yeah.
Oh, I would run away.
Yeah.
Shem?
100%.
Fam, come on. Yeah. I want nothing to do with it.
No.
No way.
Shem would run away with more.
Matthew would call the cops.
He would. Yes,
I feel like
you're
Matthew
right.
would call the cops on like everyone.
He does all the time.
What was the last incident where Matthew picked up the phone and called the cops?
There was, somebody was following us with a backpack and he thought they were, you know, up to no good. So he's like, I'm calling the cops.
Matthew's called the cops on somebody for a cigarette. No joke. No joke. Like in the building, like smoking. Like joke.
And they're like,
but the police.
We can't do anything about your building bylaws.
Yeah.
Hold on. So the person with the backpack, this is on the street or in the building?
In a park.
In a park, a public park.
Yeah, and he was walking too close to us, and Matthew felt uncomfortable, so he's going to call the cops.
So why don't you step aside and make sure that person walks past you and then continue with your day.
Which is what we did after I calmed him down. I'm like, you're not calling the cops. They're not going to show up. We're not going to stand here and wait for the cops. Just move aside.
What did he think was going to happen? Like full sirens?
Like 10 cars pull up.
Like everything.
For
Matthew,
the guy in the ground
Matthew,
going,
are you okay?
Why are you walking so close?
Throw this dude down on the ground, open his bag just to see it's like his extra work clothes or something.
Yeah.
Like a bottle of water.
Yeah, man.
Poor guy just minding his own business.
So weird. That's... Like a couple, like a small bag of cashews.
Yeah.
Right?
Yo, I'm on my way to Good Life, man.
A book on poetry.
What the hell?
Right.
Jamie says here, if you were able to use any mode of transportation for everyday use, what would you choose? It can be from any era, even futuristic modes of travel not invented yet. Well, we don't know what those modes of travel are, so let's exclude that and just stick to...
Yes, so we can't say teleportation.
No. Because that would be
my answer.
The easiest
and
thing,
you can't,
right?
You can't say jet car.
No.
You could say helicopter.
Sure. So what we have access to right now.
Yes.
I think you just gave away my answer. I was going to say helicopter.
You were going to say jet ski?
Nah.
No?
Helicopter, man.
So we could say city bus.
Why would you?
Yep.
No, I'm just like, I want to know the parameters.
They exist.
I said, any transportation that exists right now that we all have access to or could have access to.
Yep.
Yeah, helicopter is mine.
Helicopter. Can I say like car and driver?
Sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do I do that? That's kind of baller.
That's easy. Maury?
Get some stuff.
Oh, you already said city bus.
Chef?
No, I was going to say helicopter.
No, too bad. You already said city bus.
Yeah.
Oh, load on that Presto card. Chef?
Oh, probably a helicopter or a jet for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, actually, no. You know what? I want to travel by cruise ship.
To work?
What?
Yeah, I do.
To work?
I want to show up on a cruise ship.
Every day?
Standing right at the end.
Okay, hold on.
Like this.
But where you live? You know where you have to go to get the cruise ship on the water and then to get to work?
We didn't say it to be practical.
Huh?
We didn't say it to be practical.
Okay, so let's just say this.
You would spend more time getting to that ship than the ship would take to get you to work.
Let's say that there was a cruise docking in Scarborough, right?
Yeah.
And okay, so
like where? Like the Bluffs?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Okay, so but in order for Shem to commute to work, like Shem would like have to go all the way down to the waterfront, but then how are you getting from the waterfront up to work?
I think Shem thought that the cruise ship would go on the streets.
No,
water.
I didn't realize that. Like, I didn't have to be so literal. Damn. Okay, fine.
We're answering the question.
I guess a jet.
But where's the jet gonna land?
Well, where's the helicopter gonna land?
Well, a helicopter can land on a helicopter pad. A jet needs a runway.
Oh. Why don't you say cop car? Like that way, the sirens.
Yo, bro, I don't want nothing to do with no cop car, my guy.
Why you
Jesus
say that?
Christ!
I meant like so you can have like a police escort.
Wait a second. So you think every day Shem in his neighborhood wants the police to come and pick him up every single day?
Yeah.
He would be evicted so fast
in the middle of the night every single day.
I thought it'd be cool.
Going off.
I thought
Shem gets put into a police car every day.
Yeah, that'd be cool for some.
Going to meet his girlfriend's parents.
And then when he leaves
Christmas
work
dinner.
Every day.
Oh no.
Nah, come on.
What a church.
church. To and from church, bro. Your parents.
Oh,
your poor parents. Leslie says here, would you rather your partner have constant night terrors or sleep apnea with no CPAP machine?
Oh, sounds like a shot at us.
Guys, I had...
You had another one?
I had another one.
It happened again?
Yeah. Where, because I go to bed usually before Jenna does, right?
Yeah.
So Jenna was, I think, downstairs watching TV. Mm-hmm. And it started. And I was at the point in the dream where, you know how I said, sometimes I realize I'm in the dream.
Yes.
And then I have to scream in the dream to wake myself up.
Yes.
It was like so bad. She raced, because Cruz was fast asleep, right?
Yeah.
And she raced up the stairs and like flung open the bedroom door and shook me away.
Really?
Can you
like
not-
when she woke me up though, and I'm like screaming.
Can you not set up some sort of camera so we can record this? But and just like and just when you go to bed, just leave it recording happens, on a drive.
We've asked for years.
It happens like so randomly.
But
like
just
the last
make it,
time,
just make it part of your routine.
Prior to last night, the last time it happened was, God, I don't even know. Like
what
a
did
couple
you,
months.
What did you eat yesterday?
Tomatoes. Didn't you have tomatoes?
Did you change your diet up at all? Or what'd you
no,
do?
No, yesterday, like regular, like just protein and veg, like all day.
No alcohol?
No alcohol yesterday at
garlic.
All.
Garlic. It's garlic that usually triggers these things.
Yeah, nope.
You think so?
No. I didn't change my diet at all yesterday.
No.
No.
Interesting. What'd you watch?
What did I watch yesterday? Lego Batman? Cruz and I watched that.
Nothing scary?
Nothing scary at all. Right. Nope.
Interesting.
Couple of YouTube videos and that's it.
On what?
What do you mean?
On YouTube. What are you watching on YouTube?
Oh, I watched some like camera review videos, review on a new Sony lens that came out.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Those could be scary.
Would you rather your partner have constant night terrors or sleep apnea?
I don't know which one would be worse. Like, what happens with sleep apnea, Shem, when if you don't have, like, the mask on?
You will snore like crazy, man.
Snore like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Really, really, really bad.
And it's every day, though, right? Or every night?
I guess it depends on the severity of your sleep apnea, right? Like, I mean, when I don't use my mask, I tend to snore. But it also sounds kind of terrifying because it sounds like you're dying, quite honestly. It's like...
So when you...
It's bad.
Do you
it's
nap
rough.
During the day? Like whenever you get home at a hour where you can?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You got to put the machine on?
Every single time I go to sleep, I try to put the machine on. But
gotcha.
But you're right though. If I'm sitting on watching TV and I nap, you know, I don't always think to put my mask on.
My high school girlfriend would talk in her sleep, but not only would she talk in her sleep, but you could have a full conversation with her in her sleep.
Like she would reply to what you're
saying.
She
would reply. You could say, "What did you get me for Christmas?" And she would just tell you.
What?
Yeah.
It's like being hypnotized.
Yeah, it was. Every night she was like, she was hypnotized.
So what kind of stuff would you say?
You could ask, literally you could ask her anything.
But what would you ask?
You could ask her. So you could say to her, do you want to go to the movies tomorrow? And she would go, what's playing?
No.
No joke.
No.
No joke.
Could
but
you say?
Sound asleep.
Could you
sound
say,
asleep.
Remember earlier tonight?
Yeah.
Like, how was it for you?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I would never ask that because I know the answer is just going to be awesome. I'm not going to waste the question on that. Right? But no, you could have full conversation with her.
That's so
with
weird.
Her. And it was incredible.
I would rather you have night terrors, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Like, you could say to her, when you said this to whoever, were you lying? And then she'd be like, yeah, I was lying. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want that at all. No, yeah. I'd rather you have night terrors and have to wake your ass up.
No, then because you imagine somebody using that power against you, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And it wasn't delusions. Like, she would actually say, like, things that were, like, reality. Like, it wasn't part of some sort of crazy dream where you could be like, you know, what's happening. But the one thing that you could do is that if she started mumbling and murmuring, I could say to her, are you dreaming right now? And then she would say, yes. And I could say, what are you dreaming about? And she would tell me in the moment what she was dreaming about.
Yo, that's wild.
It was wild. Really wild.
Maria, you and Louie, are you light sleepers, heavy? Do you snore? Does anyone talk in their sleep? Does anybody have night terrors?
Night terrors, no. I'm more of like a deeper sleeper than he is.
Yeah.
But we've both heard each other like say things in our sleep. Like we've both had moments where like we've both talked. But it's only very rarely. But Louis does have like a version of sleep apnea where like he'll be breathing and then I'll just stop breathing. And then I'll get up because I'm like, is he like alive? And then like I'll like smack him to make sure he's alive. I'll give him like a little like hello on the arm. And then he's like, yeah, I'm fine. Okay.
I know. Maury, how often do you get smacked while you're sleeping?
Every night. I had to sleep on the couch on Saturday.
Again? Why? What happened this time?
Because I was breathing.
Because you were breathing? Oh. Yeah.
Matthew would literally kick me and yell, going, get out of here.
I think, Maury, do you know, and in all honesty, though, Maury, if you had developed either night terrors or sleep apnea, do you think that it would ultimately do permanent damage to your relationship?
Absolutely. Well, we've discussed getting me a cot for the den.
Why?
Why?
We're trying this contraption right now where I put it in my...
In your what?
I put it in my mouth and it forces my mouth open.
Okay.
But it...
What's the contraption? What's it called?
Like a mouth guard, but it always falls out while I'm sleeping and the dog starts licking it.
I saw one of those things. Is that the thing that has the leather tail coming off it? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. No,
yeah, no it doesn't? No?
I mean, no, I don't know what
oh,
it means.
Oh. So wait a second. You guys are talking about putting a cot in the living room for you?
In the den.
In the den.
So you would sleep in the den?
You
would
get your own room.
I get my own room without a door. But yeah.
So you have to go and sleep in a room on a cot with no door.
And Matthew gets the nice queen size bed.
Right. Unbelievable, man.
You're like living on Rikers.
It's like
actually Rikers would be an upgrade. And they're closing that place down soon.
It's like that's a barracks, not a room. Man.
All it's missing is that pan to pee in under the cot.
That's coming.
Totally.
We'll end on this question
here.
We
have to go to the phone.
All right, we'll end on this question here from Kate. Hello, Kate. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. What is your question for the room?
My question is, if you could take one physical feature from any of your colleagues, what would it be and why?
Oh. Like one from each in building the perfect man?
No. Like, and you mean put it on our own body?
Yeah, like a Frankenstein. If you could take like Mocha's nose and put it on Maury's face.
Okay.
No. We have to say what we would take from somebody and put it on our own body. Yes.
Like Shem's.
Yes. Like Shem's teeth. I would take Shem's teeth.
Sure, teeth.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I would take Shem's teeth.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, if you could take the features from each person on the show to create a person, what would you take from who?
Okay. Let me think. Okay. So I think Maury has really nice eyes. So I'll start there.
Okay.
Shem has nice teeth.
Yeah.
Mocha, I really like your beard. Sorry, Roz. I think Mocha's is kind of perfectly shaped and all.
He doesn't even have a beard right now. That's stubble, girl.
It's nice.
Okay. Well, go on. When he has a full beard, like in the pajama commercial, he looks great. Then, Roz, I think your eyebrows are really nice.
My eyebrows?
Yeah, they look great.
Interesting.
Never noticed.
Maybe your height, too, I guess. Oh, and Maria. She has really nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I was going to say, Maria does have nice hair.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Would it be weird if I said I want Maria's hair? Right?
Yeah.
With Shem's teeth? Yeah. I'll have Maria's hair
with
Shem's teeth.
Yeah.
You and I are, you're just like slightly taller than me, Roz. Okay. So I would just take the additional height.
You would take my extra couple inches?
Yeah, just a few.
Hey. Okay.
Maury, what would I take from Maury?
My award-winning butt?
Award-winning.
I won best butt. It got me two drinks.
Bro, you were 18.
I know, but you're almost 50
shut
now.
Up about it.
That award-winning butt is now chunky.
You sound like friggin' Al Bundy in Married with Children. Talking about his high school days playing football.
I know. I know. What up, Polkai?
What would I take from Maury? I don't know.
What about his eyes? What about his eyes? What about Maury's got blue eyes?
I mean, you can't see through them, but go nuts.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's
yeah,
the
you're
other
blind.
Thing. Uh-huh.
Right.
No. I would take Maury's.
Oh, it's tough. That's tough.
That's sad.
What would you take?
Which of your two shoulders is less hairy?
Oh, geez, neither.
One shoulder, neither.
Yeah, okay. So let's skip shoulders. What about your... Let me see your hands. Hold up your hands.
No, they're no good.
Oh.
Okay, no.
You gotta sell, Maury, sell.
What do you think? What do I want from you, Maury?
Yeah, Maury. Like,
my eye, I get a lot of compliments on my eyes.
Maury, if you could start selling.
Actually, okay,
selling off your body parts, what do you think would go for the most?
My legs. I have those nice, thick legs.
What? Nah. Who wants those, though? Yeah, who wants those?
Thick-ass legs.
Have you seen these shins?
Shins.
I definitely don't want your shins.
Man, more like who's? I've never heard of anybody who's proud of their shins.
Yeah.
Like if you flex them a certain way, they look strong.
How do you flex a shin?
You point your foot down.
And what happens to the shin?
It gets hard.
No, it doesn't.
You're talking about your calf, man.
This part.
That's your calf.
That's your calf.
Oh, where's your shin?
The front part.
Oh, no, you don't want your shin. You want my calf.
Yes.
No, I don't want your calf.
I don't want your calves, those chunky calves.
I think you need to get the full answer from us, Kate.
Maybe his hands. Well, let me see your hands, Mark.
Take the right hand. Don't take the left hand. Until I'm done fixing the problem on the baby finger.
Oh, listen. Believe me, that if I took those hands, they're going to fix a lot of problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn, Kate.
Maybe I'll take one of Maury's hands.
Just one.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would slap you with it every day. Oh, if I took one of your hands, Maury, I would drive you nuts with it.
Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah. Okay, hold on here. Okay, before we finish, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Okay. If you were to take one physical feature from all of us on the show, but once you took it, they lost it forever.
Oh no. So like if I took Shem's teeth, you would never.
Once you take it, it's yours forever.
No, poor Maria.
I mean, bald.
You got bald hair, Maria.
Trump being bald.
So she can't even grow it back?
No, not growing it back. She could wear a wig though.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
I win because you guys didn't want anything.
No. We're getting to you in a second, boy. Yeah, okay, so if you took Shem's teeth, Shem would have no teeth.
Oh, Shem, poor guy.
Okay, if you took Maria's hair, Maria would have no hair.
Yeah. If we took your height.
If you took my height, you said you wanted a couple inches.
Yeah.
So I would drop. I would go down to like 6 foot if you wanted four.
Okay.
Right? If you wanted 4 inches. Maury, your right hand.
I thought you were taking like the shins.
No, offered the shins. Yeah. Nobody wanted your shins.
But you're talking about your calves.
Yeah. Or no eyes?
Yeah, no. Now I might start considering going for that award-winning ass.
Shem just said though, no eyes. You just take Maury's eyes and he'll never have eyes again.
It's fine. They don't work.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Your driving wouldn't improve any.
Yeah, no, not
stay
at all.
The same.
Yo, Kate, that was a great question. What a way to end the podcast. Thank you so much.
No worries. I'm glad you liked it. Have a good day, guys.
Before we wrap up and before we let you go, Kate, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
So I have been on here before and I have answered this before and I don't want it to come off like I'm a Roz hater because I love Roz, but it was Mocha before.
Okay, cool, man.
Last time you said you didn't want to be my friend. So
I still don't want to be your friend.
No surprise there. Kate, love you. Thank you so much.
Love you guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right on. All right. And that's a wrap on today's podcast. Again, please share it with everyone that you know. And don't forget to hit subscribe. So when we release a new episode of the podcast, it'll automatically download to your device. And we did drop a bonus episode earlier this week. So go check the feed for that just in case you missed it. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.